It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Representative Christine Watkins. And once a week, as she always does, kind of calls in and gives us our legislative update. We're going to talk about a few bills that are going on this week, maybe something to kind of listen for. And, you know, a couple of them are pretty straightforward. The third one is a little bit interesting because it's an antiquated law that is still on the books that they're going to remove. So we'll talk with her about that as well. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's jump in and let's talk first about House Bill 352. And you said this is amendments to expungement. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, we passed a bill that if you had been really good and not had any more felonies or misdemeanors, 5 or 10 years, that we would automatically, as a state, go back through and expunge them. So, 'cause it's a little bit of a pricey process that you have to go through. And so we were going to do that. Well, 5 years later, we're at least 312,000 cases behind. And this is a problem. We have people who have cleaned up their lives, doing a great job, want to be in society without that thing hanging over their head, and we're behind. We can't get it done. So the representative wants to kind of put a hold on a certain section of those expungements that need to be done, get caught up with the most recent, because we know some of them at the tail end, people have died or don't even care anymore. And so we want to hurry and kind of catch up with the front ones. And then if you're in there anywhere and you meet the timeline requirements, we'll have, if this passes through the Senate, we'll have, you can go get a piece of paper, just one simple little piece of paper, and say, this is my name, you know, this was my crime, or whatever the number is, and I'd like it expunged. And you can turn that in, and actually moves you to the head of the line. And so, and the interesting part for me is that anytime you go to, that in Utah, remember, Utah's not a real big state, one in every three people has a criminal record. So anytime you go someplace, if there's a large group of people, you know that there are people in there that have a criminal record. And I'm like, wow, maybe we better change our way of living in Utah. And more are being added. And so we're just trying to get ahead of this to help the people who made a dumb mistake, whatever, and get that off their record so they can rent apartments, they can buy things. I mean, it really can mess up your life. So, you know, think real serious before you go out and commit a crime.
That is a crazy statistic.
I know. I was like, one in three?
Wow.
Holy moly, that's a lot of people. So, anyway, we're really working hard. I supported that bill years ago. I was so excited about it, and it's disappointing to hear that we still have so many people on a waiting list that really don't need to be there.
All right, so let's move on then, and we'll cover vehicle registration requirements. And while this sounds, you know, different, it's actually about OHVs, right?
Right, and I will say that when the sponsor got up to speak about it on the floor, he mentioned that another bill that was mine was passed a few years ago that you don't even have to have your car registration in your vehicle. So when a policeman pulls you over and they ask for it, you say, I don't have to give it to you, and they know that. So always remember that. Don't be like the people in Salt Lake that had their car broken into at the airport. The people found their registration, their address, went to their house, and had a party while this family was gone. But this one will allow operators of OHVs to show proof in multiple ways. And one is they can have the physical registration on them, Or they can have a digital copy or photograph of the registration card on their phone and or an app that's going to be approved by the agency. And I'm not sure they have that app and going, but they will. But just to put a copy of it on your phone, then when you're out running around in the desert or up in the mountains with your OHV, you don't have to worry about it being damaged. It's just on your phone, and you can show a picture of it.
A lot easier to carry that around. Everybody carries their phone around now anyway than a piece of paper.
Absolutely.
All right, and then let's wrap up with this one. Like I said, this one is an antiquated law that's still on the books, and a gentleman wants to have this one removed, and it's marriage modifications. So I'm going to let you talk about this one.
Well, this one's just, we run into these once in a while, and it's dated in 1965, and it was funny because the bill said back then, okay, if you're married to someone that's a different race or ethnicity, you're legal up until 1965. Anytime after that, you're not legal. So what we've done, what he's doing is taking this out, that you can be married to anyone regardless of their race, ethnicity, national origin, no sweat. And it's really funny because his name is Representative Lube, and his father is white, his mother is Hispanic, and you want to talk about, you know, how interesting the gene pool is. He's very white-looking, and he said all of his siblings look like their mother. They're very Hispanic. So it was kind of interesting to hear that from him, but it certainly makes sense that we, in this day and age, we just obviously and everybody's ignoring it. It's one of those times when we can just take a law off the books and be happy about it.
Most definitely. That's an easy one, right?
Yes, very easy.
I would say that's very bipartisan.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and then let's wrap up for just a moment talking about RFAs. And this is like you were saying, you know, people come to the state and they ask for money for certain things. We talked at the very beginning of the session how there's not a lot of money there as there has been in the last few years because the COVID funds are gone now. So you were saying that there may be quite a few disappointed people, and that part of your job for the session is just about over. Is that right?
Right. I'm chair of what we call the Beetle Committee. It's Business, Economic Development, and Labor. And, of course, we have higher ed, public ed, the highways, transportation, a couple of others, and we natural resources. And people come to us and say, we've got this great program or a building that we need restored, et cetera, et cetera. And so in my committee, we've normally had 90 to 100. And this year, because everyone knew that there was less money, we ended up with 50 requests. But it's still really hard. Every one of them is a great request. But some of them are very local, and we feel like local entities should take care of their local issues. And so we try to look at it. Is it a regional issue? Is it a statewide issue? We have a couple of them that I have for our area. And tonight or tomorrow night, my committee chairs, we're meeting tonight to prioritize, and we'll have our committee meeting in the morning. We'll vote on it, and we'll be done. There will be other committees that will meet tomorrow, and they'll meet Wednesday, and they'll do the same thing. And so by Wednesday afternoon, we will be done with that process, and we will be totally doing standing committees and floor time.
So you've got all that done, and now you're ready, because you're just about halfway through, aren't you? Or are you more than halfway through?
I heard Wednesday is not only Wednesday is hump day, but it's our halfway, and that's what I heard. I don't count. I just get up here, and we get her done and go home.
Right. and we've talked also, is it going to be a race to the finish, like late nights, or things looking okay?
You know, right now, I think things are looking okay. They have asked us to, if we have some bills that aren't causing us a great deal of heartburn, can we put them off till next year or just not do them? So I know, as we talk, there's a lot of us that are putting some of them and just saying, we're not going to deal with it this year. And so all of my important ones are out. I do one this afternoon. I'm making some cleanup things to my San Rafael center bill, but it's ready to go to the floor. So all of my important ones are either on the board in the Senate, which means that's really good. They'll just be passed. And then there's just a couple that I'm still working them through. But then I have some that I'm just not probably going to bring out.
All right. So we'll look forward to talking to you next week. And we'll get more information as to what's going on up there. And we'll just take it from there and play it by ear. Next time we talk, you'll be more than halfway finished.
Yes, and we'll have a lot more done. Okay.
All right.
So thank you.
Thank you. Representative Christine Watkins talking with us and bringing us our legislative update for the week. Representative Watkins, thank you so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.